Well, there are dozens and dozens of ships anchored or circling outside ports on the west coast of the U.S. today after a virtual shutdown of west coast ports stemming from a breakdown in contract talks between shipping companies and dock workers earlier this week. So when there is a slowdown or a shutdown, it's bad news for fruit growers, clothing stores, and other businesses trying to move their goods to market. But what does it mean for you and me? Matt Priest represents some of those businesses, including Nike and Steve Madden. He's president of the Footwear Distributors and Retailers of America, and he joins us from Orlando. Matt, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, what are you hearing from your members about this latest news that the ports are going to be partially closed throughout the holiday weekend?
It's a huge concern to our industry. We import over 2.3 billion pairs of shoes every single year. And so 70% of that footwear comes through the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. And so this impasse, this labor dispute that we've been living through is having a direct impact on our ability to get shoes to consumers.
So what happens to the shoes that arrive?
The shoes that if they've been lucky to arrive, then they're being held up at the port, either on the water or at the port, their port side before they can be brought off. For those members of ours that were lucky enough or astute enough to kind of see this coming, they've brought in product earlier than normal and warehoused it in Southern California or other warehouses that they have. But the big challenge is that a lot of members have been trying to get product in prior to Chinese New Year. Chinese New Year is upon us, and it's obviously manufacturing comes to a halt, and so we work very hard to get product in for the springtime. And now our members are having to prioritize what they bring in now and what might be able to wait beyond Chinese New Year.
So at a shoe store anywhere in this country, would I notice this port strike that's going on?
It's quite possible you might, as far as replenishment is concerned. Maybe not yet, but if we come to a full-fledged shutdown and this goes on for weeks on end, then you absolutely start to notice a difference.
So what would you like to happen at this point?
We would really be interested in having both sides finalize an agreement so we can begin the process of unwinding the backlog. Because just because they come out and say we've agreed upon terms and these are the terms does not mean that this backlog goes away overnight. It will take quite some time to move product, clear it out of the system, and be ready for kind of our next round of imports.
Are there other options, though? Could you take some of these shoes to another port in the country and get them through?
You could, and I think some of our members have already done that, and they are diverting to ports in Houston, for example, or even on the East Coast, but that adds time, which adds money, and ultimately adds costs to American consumers. The other option is to air freight it in, and so some have decided to do that if they need to get product immediately to the retail level. And so some of our members have decided to do that, but again, not ideal, adds time to the supply chain and adds costs, which are certainly not desirable.
Now, will people that are not on the West Coast feel this in a significant way if it goes on for a while?
They absolutely will. This will impact the entire country. When you have 70% of shoes coming in through, you know, two ports on the West Coast, we know that 70% of the consumers are not within driving distance of those ports. And so those shoes get distributed all over the country. To places throughout, the retail outlets throughout. And so this will have a dramatic impact on retailers of footwear, not only in the West Coast, but all throughout the country.
Are most of the shoes that we buy these days made in China?
They are. 79% in 2014 were made in China, which is actually the lowest level it's been in 8 or 9 years. Number two is Vietnam at 12%, and Indonesia is number three at 4%. All looking to bring product in on the East Coast or on the West Coast via the ports there. And so this is one of the challenges with having our production located in one kind of geographical area.
Well, have you learned any lessons from previous port strikes and disputes that might help you going forward?
I think we have learned some lessons. I mean, the fact of the matter is we have a much more efficient supply chain we do now than we've had in many years past, but we also have a much more evolved consumer who wants different styles, different seasons, quickly. Customization is very big in the industry these days, as it is with a lot of different consumer products. And so the supply chain is that much more complex. So even lessons learned a decade ago or prior labor disputes aren't necessarily germane when it comes to the new supply chain. So we're always evolving and looking for ways in which we can build out those efficiencies, whether we have one of these disasters or not.
That's Matt Priest, the president of the Footwear Distributors and Retailers of America, standing by to see what happens at the ports of L.A. and Long Beach, which are partially closed today after labor talks broke down earlier this week. Matt, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.